I don't know him, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Pilot Key now, but he's, his name was George Dickert, and then his son, it was named with George, and he was JD4, JDW, so had two of them in the family, and I finally got my ham ticket in, when did I get it first time, 2004, it was about 30 years after I got out of service, and my father-in-law was trying to get me to get my ham license back when I first got out, and I wouldn't do it. And now I wish I had, but, you know, hindsight's 20/20.
Can you mention that Orion aircraft? I don't know much about the Navy aircraft, but is that the one they call the Flying Coffin, or, you know, sometime they dub it as that?
That was the Flying Coffin was really the A3D. They said all three dead. There three people inside the aircraft. But you may be thinking of an older aircraft than I'm thinking of, but that's the only one that I can remember that they call the Flying Coffin.
Yeah, okay. This is W4FHJ. Yeah, okay. I remember I went to electronic school in Millington, Tennessee. That was a Navy school, but I was in the air wing of the Coast Guard, so I was in avionics and was in school there, and I was a watchstander at W4ODR, which is the Navy ham station there. I got out of a whole lot of guard duty and mess cooking duty because I was active in ham radio there. So that was a good thing. But I remember while I was there in Millington, I saw a bunch of smoke coming up, and that Flying Coffin, if that was the aircraft, I'm just not sure, but it had crashed. And that was a big thing there, and this might have been in 1959, I'm not sure. But anyway, talking about getting the license, I got my license. I was a K-6, took my exam in San Francisco back in, I can't remember when it was, I think it was 50. Either 53 or 54. I got my license and then upgraded later to amateur, extra, and so forth. So we've been around a little while. Anyway, back to you. W4FHJ.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with W4FHJ, Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. Gene, I went to school up there in Millington, Tennessee as well. I'm sure you probably remember the old movie theater that was across the street from the school in the barracks.
The what? Across the street? I missed that.
Movie theater.
I don't remember it. I really don't. I might have gone to that or something, but I don't remember anything about it. Did you ever come in contact with W4ODR, the ham station there?
Sure, I did not. It's funny, you were in California out there in San Francisco. When I graduated from A school up there in Millington, they moved me out to NAS Moffett Field. It's right there at the tip of the San Francisco Bay, and that's where I stayed most of the time when we were, you know, when we were stateside anyway.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, that reminds me of the time. I was running heavy equipment out there when I was in California, and I lived in San Francisco, but I went across the Bay Bridge every day over to, I believe it was Walnut Creek, and ran heavy equipment over there and came back. So one day I was coming back, and, you know, that's a two-level bridge going across the bay, two-level. I believe it was, if I remember right, it was the trucks and all that went on the lower level. Well, I didn't know anything about it, so I went on that one day going home. I went on the lower level. Police ran me down and said, you ain't authorized to be on this lower level, or however he said it, I don't remember. But anyway, he let me go because he looked at my tag, and it was a Georgia tag. And I guess he said to himself, he don't know his head from a hole in the ground. Anyway, so he let me go.
We're going to have to sit down one of these days and over a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea or something and swap stories about California out there. When I went out there, I got stopped by a police officer down there in Palo Alto, California, and I handed him my driver's license, and he looked at me and he said, boy, he said, you got any more? These expired. He said, where are they from? I said, South Carolina. And I handed him my military ID card, and he said, why didn't you tell me you was in the military? He let me go. But I had to contact the highway department here in South Carolina to renew my license while I was out there in California.
Okay, it's W4FHJ, okay. I guess we got some stories and all. Speaking of license renewal, my license comes up for renewal. My driver's license here in South Carolina comes up for renewal the 31st of this month, my birthday. But no problem because I've already got them. But I lived in fear, I guess, for the last 6 or 8 months. Am I going to make it? Because I knew that my eyes were not really up to par, and I was afraid I was going to fail the test. But I had cataract surgery on both eyes. But I don't know that it improved it very much, but at least I got rid of the cataracts. And but the way they do it these days is the optometrist sends the report to DMV, and that takes care of the eye test. So anyway, I got my license renewed, so I'm okay for another, how many years, 10, I guess, I don't know.
Well, Gene, I'm glad you were able to get your license renewed, and you don't have to worry about that for a while now. And yeah, we'll get together and talk bees and old Navy stories and stuff like that. I'd enjoy that.
Okay, well, let me run, and because there might be some other folks in here want to chime in on something. So let me sign out. And I think this is the longest this net's ever gone, isn't it? Way past 10 o'clock. Anyway, it's W4FHJ. Be clear with you for now and talk with you later.
I appreciate you hanging in there or coming in there and talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it. I tell you what, you learn all kinds of stuff when you get in here and rag chew a little bit and get to know folks a little better. But no, this is not real late necessarily for this particular net. It's been several years ago, but oh gosh, I don't remember. I'd have to go back and look. I had 112 check-ins one night. And I think I ran up till about 11:30, or might have been a quarter to 12. The net was going on, and I think I had about 24 rag chewers, and it was a really, really good net. And you know me, I just like to sit here in front of radios and talk. But appreciate you doing hanging in there and talking with us, Gene. Look forward to getting a face-to-face QSO with you. Like I said, we'll sit down over a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea or some buttermilk or something. But you take care, enjoyed it, and look forward to doing it again. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet or additional comments? Call KI4DOS. That about wraps it up for tonight. Appreciate all you folks out there in Radio Land that checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. I'll submit my net report electronically, and then I'll close the net out. 65 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you in Radio Land that checked in with me. Those are ragged you, come back again. We'll talk some more. Enjoyed it. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.